day that is being lifted up by the man of sin, and that Sabbath is the memorial of God's creation, if we understand those issues and all the things that we do as Seventh-day Adventists, and we do not uphold Sabbath, we receive the mark of the beast. Now, beyond that, it's important to understand that this is the issue the Lord is using to bring this battle on planet Earth to an end. It's the issue, the test that divides the world into two classes. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, page 422. But no one is made to feel the wrath of God until the truth has been brought in contact with his mind and conscience and has been rejected. There are many in the churches of our country who have never, even in this land of light and knowledge, had an opportunity to hear the special truths for this time. The obligation of the fourth commandment has never been set before them in its true light. Jesus reads every heart and tries every motive. The decree is not to be urged upon people blindly. Everyone is to have sufficient light to make his decision intelligently. The Sabbath will be the great test of loyalty, for it is the point of truth especially controverted. Brothers and sisters, this is speaking about people outside of Adventism. How can you be a baptized member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and not have an understanding of Sabbath and Sunday? That's amazing to me that people will hold that up as an argument that you don't receive the mark of the beast at the Sunday law. It's just not valid. Manuscript Releases, volume number 12, page 149. The soul that has had light in regards to the Lord's Sabbath, his memorial of creation, and to save himself from inconvenience and reproach has chosen to remain disloyal, has sold his Lord. He has dishonored the name of Christ. He has taken his stand with the armies of Antichrist. Early Writings, page 67. Said the angel, deny self, you must step fast. Some of us have had time to get the truth and to advance step by step, and every step we have taken has given us strength to take the next. But now time is almost finished, and what we have been years learning, they will have to learn in a few months. They will also have much to unlearn and much to learn again. Those who would not receive the mark of the beast and his image when the decree goes forth must have decision now to say, nay, we will not regard the institution of the beast. Brothers and sisters, did you hear what she said there at the end? Those that aren't going to receive the mark of the beast must have decided before the test comes to say, no, we won't honor the beast. We don't have second chances after the test arrives, any more than Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a second chance when it was time to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's image. Also, some would tell you that there is implication here.